Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by Healed.com. Yuzette, you have a friend. Is Shreya your friend or is Bonnie your friend, her mom?
Well, they're my friends as of right now.
Oh.
We met through the Nextdoor app. You know how I live in Redwood Shores. They live in Redwood Shores. And so Shreya had posted that she was doing a book drive for kids. And so I thought that sounded pretty cool.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. I was like, well, how can I help you? So I started meeting our neighbors around Redwood Shores and Foster City when they were getting rid of their kids' books. So I started collecting books. For the past couple weeks, I've been collecting books.
And yeah, you have a huge pile of books in the
office. Yeah, and I've asked people here at Alice to bring in books for the kids. So I just been doing it as a little favor for her.
Shreya, how did you get started with this? What made you decide you needed to collect children's books?
So I'm a senior in high school right now, and in one of my classes, we're doing a passion project. So we're trying to explore something that corresponds to our passions. And I've been volunteering at this tutoring agency called Project Read for a couple of years now. And they're a literacy agency, so they really help kids who are below their grade level in reading. And I'm also really passionate about reading just because I love to read and I always love to read. And so
I decided,
why not make a book drive and donate all the books to Project Read so these kids can have more access to books.
That's great. And when kids are, you know, as your kids age out of books, certainly there's always, you know, it's in a perfect world, you've got plenty of books at your house. And so you can pass these on to somebody else who might need them. Vinny and I are huge readers.
As soon as Yuzette
told us about this, we're like, anytime kids get encouraged to read, we're totally in. So how can people help and where specifically can they drop off books, et cetera?
So you can contact me directly to help at passionprojectbookdrive@gmail.com.
Passionprojectbookdrive@gmail.
Okay. Yeah. And no spaces, no uppercase letters. There are also bins in the Red Morton Community Center and the Redwood City Community Activities Building. They're both located in Redwood City. But if that doesn't work for you, again, just contact me directly and we can totally figure something out.
Well, Shreya, it's nice to meet you. I'm glad that your passion project has to do with books. I think it's great. So thank you for being here. Yuzette, good job helping.
Hold on just a second. Do you know how great she just did?
Oh my God, that was amazing.
She wasn't nervous. I was talking to her. I go, you know, I have a feeling you're going to be okay.
Yeah, you nailed that. Great job.
Good job.
Wait, have you been on radio before?
No.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Well, maybe you will be on radio. There you go.
So well spoken.
I know. That was well said.
Great job.
You guys, I'll post all this info on my Facebook page people can go there.
Thank you very much.
We see grown-ups come in here and come undone. That was unbelievable.
It's the little girl who's got it together.
Yeah.
Young woman. Yeah. Woman still comes undone every day.
He's about to right now, huh?
Yeah, he is. We're going to do the music.
Yeah.
Need a flu shot? Get yours at home with Heal.com. Covered by most insurance plans, just $30 if not free. Medical doctors on demand. Heal, H-E-A-L.com. Heal.com. Hold on a second here. It's just $30. That's not well written. Okay. Celebrity trash means music time because it is Friday. This is when the new music comes out. A week and a half from now, we'll see how all these records did. The big hope for this week was that Eminem's new record would drop, and it didn't. So I don't know if that means it's going to drop like on Wednesday of next week or if, you know, he's planning something else. But he was dropping all these clues that made us think that it was going to come out.
But maybe he saw Taylor and said, I'm going to go left.
Yeah.
I'll come back. I'll circle back for you in a couple weeks, everybody.
Let me just go ahead and have my own sales week.
Right. Out of the 15 songs on that Taylor album, at least 7 of them are really good. So she's got a solid album. I think you're 100% right.
Yeah, plus she's a superstar. Like, she's going to sell, they say, and I guess we'll find out Monday. She'll be pushing.
We won't be.
Well, we won't, but we'll still find out. You know, people can look it up. they say she's probably going to have a close to 2 million sales week.
It's good amazing. For her.
Yeah. So we'll start with Green Day. They have the greatest hits, God's Favorite Band. And there is a new song on there called Back in the USA.
Here it is.
All right. I could just sit and listen to this whole song.
I love these guys.
It's good. Wait.
That's fantastic. Hey, Jane, add that to our songs that we play from Green Day in the morning. We always start the show with a Green Day song.
Please?
Please. Please, Jane. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's the Green Day for my birthday.
Yeah, play that card, too. That's good.
Yeah.
It's her birthday.
Yeah. And then this next one is a duet with Miranda Lambert on Ordinary World. That's pretty.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's okay. Jane, you don't have to add that one, because I like to, you know, get the blood pumping.
The rockers.
You know, 5:45 in the morning. But there you go. So there's, I think, 19 or 20 songs that you know and love, and then they've got a couple other things on there. So we listened to those. So I handed you the album cover art for the new Tove Lo album. It's...
racy.
It's graphic.
Yep. You see stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of stuff.
Well, it's her bare butt cheeks, but she's also, and she's, while she's wearing a thong, you can see
a lot. It's shot from behind, and it's got like some kind of weird filter on it. I mean, I only see the black and white there.
Right, but I could see stuff.
Yeah, well, it's certainly anatomy-hugging material.
Right.
Like, it doesn't leave a whole lot to the imagination.
Nope.
And that's the cover. It's her butt, and her hand is grabbing her butt, and there's her...
Oh, that's her hand.
I don't know. There's a cooter right there,
so
though.
She's got a giant coyote tattooed on, or wolf on her...
Let me see the artwork again. I threw it away.
Somewhere.
We'll figure it out. Doesn't matter. Somebody's hand's grabbing her ass.
Here it is.
Could be anyone.
I'd already recycled it.
Let's have a look at that.
Good throw.
It looks like a chick's hand. I don't know. Is that a...
I
don't know.
I barely
like a lion,
looked at
maybe,
it,
or?
But it looked like a wolf's
head. Some kind of animal. Anyway, Tove Lo's new record is called Blue Lips.
Right. And this song is called She Don't Know, But She Knows.
Oh. Isn't this the chick who like rips her top off on stage a lot?
She does. She did an Alice Lounge a while ago. She's so awesome. I love her music. This album isn't phenomenal, but I thought this was the best song on it.
It's not.
Mm-mm. She's the high all the time girl.
Yeah.
And then she says she goes to sex clubs watching freaky people getting it on. I always thought, ooh, that's a... anyway, there you go. Tove Lo, She Don't Know But She Knows. What's the other one you pulled?
It's called Cycle.
All right.
Oh, whoops. Let me go to the top, sorry.
Sure. All right. I get the idea of that.
You don't love it?
It's okay. Tove Lo, Blue Lips. Which, is that a play on tulips or...
Could be.
Something else.
I thought it was that she was wearing a blue bottoms.
Oh, I thought it was like when a guy gets blue balls.
On the cover of the...
But maybe it was...
I don't know.
I don't know either. We probably shouldn't speculate. Hi, Intercom. We're your new property. We are no longer CBS. We are Intercom. Yeah.
We can officially talk about this today.
Right.
It's been going on for months, you guys. Months and months.
It's like a tack we've been constantly sitting on.
But and we're now, very excited about
it. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? We've got to pull the tack out today.
We're thrilled.
Oh, my God. So I'm talking to Hooman over the break about, you know, the music that we're going to play today. He's telling me what he found from each of these albums. And so the new Christmas record from Sia, it's called Every Day is Christmas, and that's out today. And he actually wrote next to one of the songs, horrible. Like, he's like, this, he...
I like Sia a
lot. I like her too.
But her Christmas album is probably the worst Christmas album I've ever heard.
All right, well, let us.
This song is the best song on the album.
Okay.
It's called Snowflake.
You think this is the best song on the album, huh?
Well, we played one song last week that was okay
about
the snowman, but I think this is a little bit better than that. Don't you guys? Isn't the politically correct term? Isn't it Secret Snowflake now? You can't say Secret Santa anymore? Aren't you the one that reported that?
I don't know.
Anyway,
what happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then this one, he just so you know, fair warning, he wrote the word horrible after this next song. It's called Underneath the Christmas.
How many Persians does this get?
Zero.
Zero Persians.
Yes.
All
right. This is the worst song I've heard in a long time.
Just to be a bitch. Does she say anything else?
Well, she's saying Christmas, which is in some corners politically incorrect.
Sia, Every Day is Christmas. That's out today.
We can skip the other song from her.
Oh, there's another one?
So you want to hear Puppies Are Forever?
I don't know.
Puppies Are Forever? Yeah, I totally want to hear Puppies Are Forever.
All right, here we go.
I like it.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
it's a good message, too. Puppies Are Forever. You think they're just going to be fun on Christmas morning? No, right. Now you got a puppy. It's a lot of responsibility.
15 years, if you're lucky. I love that song. That's a great song.
Oh,
yeah, that's a great. Everyone should buy that record.
Man.
Well, it's better than the other ones. How about that?
Such an animal hater, my goodness.
What?
All right, anyway, back to...
Let's go on. Morrissey has a new record out today. It's called Low in High
Let
School.
Let me ask you a question. Do you love the Smiths?
I don't love the Smiths. I like the Smiths.
Okay.
I think they're fine. Right. I actually like some Morrissey songs more than I like some of the Smiths songs.
Oh,
like,
really?
I actually like him.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that I'm in love.
All right.
But you love the Smiths.
I play the Smiths. Yeah, okay. I listen to them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put them on.
This first song is called The Girl from Tel Aviv Who Wouldn't Kneel.
Here we go.
When did we have him booked for like a Now and Zen or something one year and he canceled like an hour before or something? That was a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, who would kneel?
Do you like this?
Yeah, I do like this.
I do too.
The next one is called When You Open Your Legs.
Yes. Here we go.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to read too much into this.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Okay. There's Morrissey. If you want more, buy Low in High School. Mavis Staples. If all I was black is the name of the new Mavis Staples record. What is on this?
Well, the first song is called...
Oh, it's the title track.
Yes.
All right.
I like it.
Yeah, it's all right. Does it pick up and like? Does she go crazy?
I was waiting for what's coming. Right. Where's this gonna go? Yeah.
You know, I wanted to go nuts. All right, let's hear the next one. Well, all right. Oh, let's hear this first. Let's hear this first.
That's all I've got.
Yeah, that's nice. Peaceful Dreams is the next one.
Yeah.
Is this a slow one?
Well, it's not the whole song, but it's mellow.
Okay.
You like it?
Yeah, I do. It's mellow. All right, there you go, Mavis Staples. The record is called If All I Was Black. Hooman added something to today's music. You love Major Lazer?
I do,
yes. Yeah, he wasn't on your list, but I love them. He wrote. So go ahead and
this
play.
Is just a mashup. All it's right. Just two of their songs. This goes from Love Life to a song called Represent.
All right. That's a nice mashup, Hooman.
Thanks. It's for you, Zan.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
Guess who else has a record on today? Bob Seger.
Oh.
Seger's got a record out. It's called I Knew You When. It does have a couple covers on it. Lou Reed's Busload of Faith and Leonard Cohen's Democracy. And then I guess if you splash out a little more money, you get a deluxe version. It comes with a bonus track called Glenn's Song, which is a tribute to Glenn Fryer.
It's Glenn's Song.
Did you get that?
It's not good. That song is not good.
Oh, darn it all.
Geez,
it's short.
That's too bad.
And I picked the best
one. All right,
ones.
Tell us what you just show us the one.
This is I Will Remember You. Maybe this is for Glenn, too.
Feels like the vocals are mixed so low. Like, turn them up. Let's take that guitar back a little. Okay. I heard enough of that one.
Yeah.
Runaway Train is the other one you picked?
Yeah.
Okay. There's The Night Moves, Girls. All right.
Sounds like
Bob Seger. It does.
Yeah, good.
It's reminds me like when those ladies kicked in singing the backgrounds. It's like, you remember in that song, Night Moves? Mm-hmm. They've been, Night Moves.
Yeah.
That's why I like to sing that song. Night Moves. It's the only part I want to do. All right, there you go. That's today's new music. We're still waiting on the Eminem.
You didn't like it?
Best thing on there was the Major Lazer.
I didn't hear anything where I was like,
Gotta get that.
I guess the Green Day, right?
Yeah, there's only a couple new songs on there, so.
Wait, you didn't love this song right here?
Puppies Are Forever
puppies
is good.
Puppies Are Forever is pretty
good.
Yeah,
I won't buy
it,
though.
A song of responsibility, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't give puppies to kids and then think you can just take it to the pound when you realize that kid's never gonna feed or walk that thing.
Yeah. Or you gotta move.
Right.
And they don't take pets at your new apartment.
Yeah, get an apartment that takes pets.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I believe we're gonna talk to Scott Budman from NBC
we are.
Bay
yes.
Area.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy, happy Friday.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing yourself happy birthday. I was just about to get in on that. Whoa.
Oh, nope, I wasn't.
Oh, all right.
Nope,
just... Happy birthday, though.
Thank you,
happy
Vinny.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thanks, you, Zach.
We love you so much.
Thanks, Tooman. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Brent.
Happy birthday. We put up an Alice a picture on this.
Oh, it's really cute. There's two of them. Alice, you got to flip to the second one. We all have our Team Sarah shirts on. Like, that's a great birthday present.
You like
I hope you guys will wear these regularly.
Like every day? Like,
yeah.
Not to the meeting today, but yes.
Oh, you're not going to wear it? I'll wear it to the meeting.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine to the meeting too, Hooman.
Thanks.
Don't wear it to the meeting.
Just wear it to the meeting.
It's a birthday.
I'm not going to wear
it's a birthday.
If you're really cool and badass, you'll wear it to the meeting.
Yeah, really you're cool, mediocre, badass people wear
it. I'm
their
already
shirt.
Cool and badass as it is.
She doesn't want to overdo it. Badass here.
I think badass people check with you to find out if they are.
Oh, yeah. I usually do. I'm pretty badass. And, you know.
I guess the bad mood is moving from Sarah now to me.
All right.
It's a bad That's mood it. Transference. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Hey, December 1st, we are going to do a donation drive again this year, but this time we are going to benefit Tipping Point Community. So we'll be raising money for people who are victims of the fires in the North Bay. Mm-hmm. December 1st, we're going to be at two Bay Club locations. Vinny will be in Los Gatos, and I'll be up in Corte Madera. We'll have coffee and breakfast and a place to take pictures, and it's going to be a good time. We hope you can join us. And we know a lot of people have had their hands out this year, so ours is out for what we think is a great cause right here in our area. And it's all going to benefit Tipping Point Community. You can also text the word ALICE to 20222, and that makes a $25 donation.
Yeah, so I already did it this morning, and it works.
Took 30 seconds.
So it's up and running.
If that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's the place you want to go to get info on everything Alice. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with our friend from NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman's on the line.
Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it.
So we'll begin, Scott, with your Instagram. You can find him on Instagram at Scott Budman.
He's
very
Bud
simple.
Man.
Easy to spell. No problems. It's exactly what you'd think it's spelled. Anyway. There is pictured a Tesla that goes from 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds?
1.9.
That's fast.
That's really fast.
Is that the fastest?
I think that would be the fastest production car if it ever goes into production. You know, with Tesla, you never know. But yeah, that would be the fastest production car, I think, out there.
So that's the picture currently at the top of his Instagram pile. And I was like, well, I'm riveted. So tell us everything you know. I guess Tesla is making a big announcement today. It's not just this new... I don't think that goes into production until 2020, right?
Right. That one, the Roadster, and that was sort of a, I guess you could call it an afterthought. We didn't see that coming. The big announcement was for the truck, like they were going to come out with a semi-truck. Which
like a big rig, like a full-on carton things for Walmart across the country big rig.
Yep, 18-wheeler, not nearly as sexy as a sports car, and yet... Because it's Tesla and because it's electric, there was a lot of attention on it. And, you know, again, it's a gigantic truck. You see it and you're like, all right, it's a big truck.
Yeah.
It's going to save money on gas. There's no, you know, transmission concerns, all that stuff. And people were like, all right, great. You know, someday that might be out there. But the Roadster is what really got everybody's attention.
Well, because it's pretty sexy.
Yeah, we like sexy.
Very
things.
Much so, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that the Roadster gets the attention because I was freaking out over the big rig. This thing can go 500 miles fully loaded on one charge, and they've got these new hyperchargers that they're going to use now.
Right.
That'll charge the whole, you can get 400 more miles in half an hour. Like, this is incredible, and all the, you know, you ever be behind a truck, and it's belching, disgusting exhaust into the air, and these also, they can go from 0 to 60 in, like, 5 or 6 seconds for a big rig.
Why are you high-talking?
I'm just freaking out over this. I don't care about the Roadster. I think this is amazing. What an amazing thing.
This is great. It turns out trucks are sexy and very good, yeah. And they're talking about it being safer. They're talking about, right, you can stop, charge either overnight or, you know, with these gigantic, you know, hyperchargers, which are even bigger than the superchargers, which are bigger than the regular chargers. And, you know, the only thing that I would say, and it's my job is covering Tesla, is, you know, take a step back and say, we'll believe it when we see it.
Right.
We were supposed to see these Model 3s, the smaller, less expensive electric cars, all over the road at this point. And if you see one now, it's kind of like seeing Bigfoot. It's really rare. But they're starting that up, and they're very late on that. And so when they say 2019 for the trucks, maybe. When they say 2020 for the super, roadster, maybe. They're very sexy. They can change things. The truck thing, you're right, Sarah, could revolutionize pollution, trucking, money, time.
Tired driving, too. It has that assist where it'll keep you in your lane, and it helps. You can brake a lot faster. I mean, I think it's revolutionary. Boy, that guy can do no wrong in my book, I'll tell you.
That's for sure. All right, Scott.
Well, it's funny. It's rare to have a product where they say, all right, wait 3 to 4 years.
Right.
And the stock price goes up overnight. People are that excited about this stuff.
Sure.
Well, he's got a few other businesses, too, that excite people. It's not just Tesla. So when any of his companies speak up, most people stop and take a listen. What is it?
Right.
Is he the Rocket 9 guy, or is he? Which one's he?
SpaceX.
SpaceX is him.
Yeah, he's SpaceX, and it's interesting because he's already launching rockets that come back, and you can reuse them, and that saves on cost, and is also very exciting, and space is sexy, and it's true. I mean, he's one of these guys that we usually grow up reading about, one of these sort of Ben Franklin hands and everything, and he's our guy, he's right here in the Bay Area, and it's exciting. So, yeah, it's fun, and that's why people get excited even about the speculative stuff, because it is next level stuff. I mean, to see this roadster in person is like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
I think the first time we hung out with you, we were doing like a lazy day or something at the Fairmont in San Jose.
That's right. And we drove. Him and I took out the first Tesla roadster.
Tesla. And so does this one look similar to it? I remember that one.
Oh, you haven't seen the picture?
No,
of
I haven't
it?
Seen the picture.
Hold on, let me see.
It looks similar, but it's like the original one that Vinny and I rolled around in on steroids. And it looks very much like one of those Bond cars. You'd expect it to have a
little more aerodynamic. Cool. Does it come with guns, or is that just an option?
And that might be. He's always talking about how you'd survive a nuclear attack in these things, or a chemical warfare in these things. And it's preposterous and crazy, but for whatever reason, that's clearly part of his whole Iron Man mystique is, you'll charge it, it's electric, it'll help the environment, and it'll survive a chemical attack.
So get to your Tesla if there's a chemical attack, is what you're saying.
Exactly. It'll somehow recirculate the air. So, things are...
That is sexy. I'm looking at the picture of it right now. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
That's nice. It's nice.
Well, listen, Elon Musk
save
saves
your
the
penny.
World. Yeah, save your pennies so you can help save the world. All right, Scott, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for being on today. From NBC Bay Area, the one
Thanks,
and only Scott
Happy
Bodman.
Thanksgiving to
Thank
you and your family.
Happy great birthday. Week. Have fun, you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, he's excellent. So while we're on this sort of new technology stuff, I've got in front of me, and I'm not going to do all of them, but the 25 best inventions of 2017 as determined by Time. Yeah. So you can look these up if you want to really get into all of them. But there's a few that I was like, oh, look at that. Halo Top.
The ice cream
makes the list.
It's only like 40 freaking calories.
It's guilt-free ice cream. The calories per pint are, it says 240 here.
For the whole pint. So and it's in big numbers right on the front. Like you can see which ones have the most and which ones have the least. And frankly, it's not the best ice cream you've ever had. But when you can eat the whole pint of it, you grow to love it. Like the strawberry is...
Have you ever eaten a whole pint of Halo?
I haven't. I can't really eat a whole pint, but I can eat half a pint easy, and I feel good about it.
All right.
It has a weird consistency, but it is, very ice creamy-ish. I like it.
Some makeup called Fenty Beauty.
What's that?
I'm mentioning it because I figured you guys might want to look that up.
Is it that spray-on one?
It's, It was launched in September with 40 shades of foundation.
Yeah, I think it is.
This is that airbrush one.
And a diverse array of makeup models. It's very important that every woman felt included. So I guess it's all the colors.
Wait a second. This is Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Beauty for all.
Oh. So it's not the spray-on stuff.
No, it's not the spray-on stuff. But it gives people of color, ladies of color,
way more shades to choose from.
Exactly. It's very difficult when you go and you have, like, even my shade, it's difficult to find.
One that matches.
Yeah, I either get too light or too dark, and it's just...
Well, and who hasn't seen that person that missed?
And has a line along their chin of where the makeup starts.
And maybe they didn't know that until they got out into the right light and went, oh, man.
Boy.
It's wrong.
Been there.
Ember Mug makes the Time Magazine Best Inventions list. It's a mug that will keep your coffee just right.
Amber Mug?
Ember.
Oh, Ember.
E-M-B-E-R.
And it apparently has that little plate that you sit it on? Do you see that?
I don't think it is a plate. It looks like it's just the mug, and the mug has some kind of heating element down there at the bottom.
Hmm. And it'll keep it cool,
it's
too?
It's reinforced with a white ceramic coating, and it keeps the coffee or tea at a precise temperature, anywhere from 120 to 145, which is set through an app.
Oh.
Oh, an app.
Yeah, that's not the one I saw, but that's, look, I would love, as I'm drinking my coffee that I poured into this mug at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Is it all cold?
No, it's actually still quite warm, but it's not hot, and I would like it to be hot.
Well, the Ember ceramic mug is $79.95. They also have a travel mug, and that is $150.
Mm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but if you drink coffee every day and it's your favorite drink of the day, you would spend that.
I do. And I like to take, at home, when I'm just drinking it out of a mug, I have a huge mug. And sometimes I set it down for a couple of minutes. And then when I come back to it, it's like a whole mug of coffee I don't want to drink because it's cold.
Do you put it in the microwave or anything?
No, I don't. I'll dump it and make it, you know, because I'll make another pot. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want coffee.
The Tesla Model 3 makes this list of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2017. So there's Tesla again. Here's one. It's called Willow Pump. It's a portable, wearable breast pump.
Hmm. How interesting. You just leave it on.
I guess so.
And it pumps away.
Also, a simpler home security system made by Nest.
Oh.
I'm very familiar with Nest. I have a bunch of their stuff.
Yep.
Not that, but a bunch. Anyway, there is Time Magazine's. There's some of what's on Time Magazine's list of best inventions. I wanted to get to this. This is obnoxious, and it's one of those things that I probably should skip, but since I laughed at it this morning and just thought, these
you
guys...
You, like, lost your mind over
they're
this
so
morning.
Dumb. These two dudes are so dumb. Uh-oh. When you hear this story, you're going to be like, what world do they think they live in that this was going to fly?
Okay.
Two white owners of a Johannesburg, South Africa restaurant are now apologizing as they've landed in hot water for their establishment's tasteless name. These two dudes, I'm going to give you the picture of them standing next to the new sign of their new restaurant with
brand
the
new
name.
Restaurant.
Two white dudes. The restaurant is, I want to, let me, before I hand it to you.
Oh, God. I'm scared, man. he was laughing so hard. I didn't know anything about the story, but I knew that the two of you were like debating whether or not we could even do this story.
Well, I was sitting here going through the stories, and I looked at that one. I was like, oh my God.
The new restaurant is a fusion of three different cultures. Number one, ramen, which is Japanese. Number two, poke, which is Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. And number three, Korean barbecue. The restaurant's name is there on the sign behind their heads.
Oh, that's funny.
What is it? I can't hear what the name is.
It's Miso Honey.
Spell it out.
M-I-S-O, like miso soup. Mm-hmm. H-A-W-N-I. I don't know what that's in reference to.
Well, Hawaiian is the pokey.
Uh-huh. Oh, Hawaii and what was the third one?
Korean barbecue.
Is that knee? Is something
I don't know
that?
How that fits in.
Miso Honey.
Stupid.
So that's many hilarious. Of the tweets they got were, as an Asian woman, I really hate this name. It might seem funny, but when men say it while they sexually harass you, it's not funny.
So, it's not. You're right. From that perspective, it's horrible.
It isn't funny. So initially, the guys defended
God,
the name.
I laughed at this, and now I feel like an a-hole.
What did I tell you about this story? So...
God.
Initially, the guys just tried to dig in, and they get like, you know what? You can't make everybody happy. Back off. This is the name of our company. And then the wave hit. Then they just tried to say, we're sorry. It was a mishap. And now it's not looking like they're even going to survive this mess. And they hadn't even opened yet.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Oh, I'm such a jerk.
You're not.
I am. I thought, oh, that's hilarious.
Well, that's why I showed you the picture, though, because it really is. It's two white dudes standing by a sign that says that. You just go, guys, are you completely tone deaf?
What town or state is this in?
This is in South Africa.
Oh,
so
boy.
It's not anywhere around here.
Yeah.
But there you go. Our text number is...
Boo, racism.
Right.
Even when you didn't mean to be racist.
800-400-3697. I guess Bryn left.
He's working on best ups.
All right.
He's working on our week off.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Someone is saying that you should have gotten Tove Lo's song, and then they say the name, and we can't say that. We can't play that.
We can't even say the title of the song.
Yeah.
The disco one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disco.
That was the most popular. That's not the best song on the album.
Disco boobs, but not disco.
This texter says, not boobs. So on Hooman's birthday, we had to endure happy birthday every bleeping 5 minutes, but Sarah's special day, we barely get a mention. Grr!
No, grr. I am super neutral on my birthday. Like, to me, it's just a day. It's, you know, yay, it's my birthday, whatever. Yeah. Hooman is like, it's my birthday, and here's what's planned every day this week. Please attend as
Celebrate
many of these
me.
Events.
Early and often.
Yeah. Hooman was totally into the every 5 minutes birthday thing. And you know, me, I just blush. I don't want to sit here and feel dumb.
And me?
Yeah.
Pass. I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Like, just pretend it didn't happen.
Well, look, everybody gets made a little uncomfortable on their birthday. Except Hooman. You cannot make him uncomfortable about his birthday. But everybody else gets a little.
We'll let it pass.
Oh, my God. No one wants it, Vinny.
Does this mean Sarah and Vinny can go on The Amazing Race now?
Yes, it does mean that. I don't know how long we would have not to have worked for CBS. Just in case you're just joining us, we are now an Entercom company.
Right.
Alice is an Entercom entity.
Right. As of today.
Yep. We can talk about it finally today.
Yay.
So, yeah, that means we could go on Survivor. We could go on Big Brother. We could go on Amazing Race.
Well, and for all the people who've said, boy, you guys talk about Survivor and Big Brother because you're CBS. You're going to find out that's not why
we're not CBS anymore. And we still love the show.
We really like the show.
And I paid full price for CBS All Access.
Happy birthday, Sarah, from the Naked Lesbians.
Hello and thanks.
Do you remember them?
I do, from one of our secret shows, right?
I'm not sure.
Are they the ones that were at the Fairmont one in Sonoma?
In Sonoma?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
We've had
says,
a lot of lesbians.
Yeah.
So.
Tell her she speaks so well.
Oh, she did great.
She really did.
Shreya.
You can see sometimes people visibly freaking out just saying words into a microphone. And she was articulate and on it. I mean, I didn't want to point it out and make her feel weird about it, but I thought, you got to say something here. She's crushing it.
Yeah. Senior in high school who started her passion project is to collect books for children because she loves reading. And I think that you posted this on your Facebook page.
I haven't yet. We're going to send her the clip where she was talking on air.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
I'll be posting that on my Facebook.
Yeah, she was cute. I don't want to diminish her by calling her cute, but that was like... She seemed like a very self-possessed young woman who spoke very well and
correct.
What a great idea. And Vinny and I and lots of people love reading. And so it's great to see a kid who loves it, too, and wants to pass it on to other kids.
You know, her mom, Bonnie, seemed like a great mom. They seemed like they had a real cool relationship.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I will read a few more texts on the other side of these messages.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.